Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I help you?
Well, my husband signed up for your free offer for CBD cream and oil, and I had no idea that this was something that he was supposed to cancel within a certain number of days. He's 83, and he just does not read. His eyes are bad. He doesn't read fine print. And how he even ordered this is beyond me, because I already had CBD cream and oil. He didn't even need to order this stuff. And I'm wondering if we can get a refund of the money that they charged on our credit card.
Well, so that I can better assist, if you could, is the account in his name?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
Okay, what's your zip code and what's your husband's name?
His name's Ed Bateman, and the zip code is 89413.
Okay, 89413. Okay, thank you for that, Ms. Bateman.
You bet.
Okay, is that Bateman?
Yes.
Okay, let me make sure here I'm in the right database. Okay, I'll just take that out for right now.
Okay.
And let's see, I'm just trying a different way to get in here. First name is Edward. Okay, ma'am, I apologize for the delay. Let me do something.
That's okay, no problem. I appreciate your help.
Didn't go in the right database, so.
Okay.
Now I'm getting in the right place now. And for security purposes, if you'd also verify your address.
P.O. Box 322, Glenbrook, Nevada.
All right. Thank you so much for that information. So I have gotten the account pulled up that shows your husband. It has his full name here, actually. James Edward Bateman, and it shows that address to shipping and billing. And the system is showing canceled accounts. Let's see.
Yes, that operator that I spoke with a few minutes ago, she canceled that, but she was unable to refund me our credit card, the amounts that he was charged.
Okay, so that's canceled for the Organic Farms Herbal Relief 250 milligram CBD cream, and also the Organic Farms Herbal Relief 750 milligram CBD oil.
Yes.
So let's see. Smaller. All right. So what happened was your husband got billed, or you all got billed the full price for the products that have been shipped.
Right.
Called the end of trial charges.
Right.
All right. What I can do, if the charges were a surprise, I can provide you with the company courtesy of 35% back from what was billed. Those were billed at the end of last month. But because you've been billed the full prices and you agreed to what are called terms and conditions, the products would be yours to keep. They're not accepted back as returns.
They're not accepted back as a return.
No, ma'am. But I can provide you with the company courtesy of 35% on them. Because the 14-day trial offer expired, even though you said that he probably didn't read that.
Oh, I know he didn't read it.
There.
No, I know. He just does not. His eyes are not good enough to see the fine print on there. He didn't understand it. His brain does not comprehend. He saw free. That's what he reacted to, was free.
Well, what about if I met you halfway with the 50% refund, but those are full retail prices?
So you wouldn't be able to refund the whole amount?
The whole amount?
Yes, please.
Yes, ma'am, but because it's those are the full retail prices for the products.
Well, here's also the problem. That cream, I have CBD cream. I've had several brands of CBD cream, and this cream that your product is, it's so liquid that you can actually pour it out of the container. It's not really a cream. It's more like a lotion, and at that, it's even a thin lotion. So it's definitely not worth these kind of prices. And he hadn't even used the oil at all. He doesn't even know how to use an oil. I've used it, but I haven't used that product. I use my own because my own is a superior product. I mean, I'm disappointed that that they're calling this a cream when it's really not. It's not a cream. I could actually honestly pour it out of that little container.
Yes, ma'am. It's, I guess, classified as the cream because you apply it on with your fingers. But the offer was set up as a try it before you buy it type offer with not any type of commitment to purchase it. You just, a customer would automatically end up purchasing it if you fail to call and cancel before the trial ends. But what I can do is I can refund you 75% of those two charges.
All right, which would be how much?
Let's see. Let me get my calculator. It would leave a small balance, but just one moment. Okay, so for the, excuse me. I'm sorry about that. For the cream. Or for the one that you apply topically, it's $87.43 is what you reveal. So let's see.
All right.
$87.43. And 75% of that would be, is that 75% of that? Let me do that again. Sorry about the delay. It looked more like. Okay, that's good. I thought I hit the wrong function there. So it's $65.57 is what you would be refunded back from the $87.43.
65 what?
It would be $65.57.
Okay, and that's for the cream.
That was for the cream.
And then for the oil.
To hear me again.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, Miss Bateman. We had an audio break, so.
Oh.
I was telling your price, but you probably did not hear. I just noticed I couldn't hear you.
No, I couldn't hear.
Okay, so for the $89.65 for the 75%, you would be refunded $67.24.
Okay, so those together is $132.90, and
okay.
I wanted to subtract those and see. So really, it would still be costing us $50 to to try those products?
Yes, ma'am. It would be a 20-something dollar balance from each one of them.
Pardon me? I'm sorry. Again, my ears are bad.
Yes, ma'am. It would probably, I haven't calculated it, but it would probably be a 20-something dollar balance from each one. I use the same calculator to calculate the refunds for each, but I provided them separately because as far as the refunds, they would post back to your account as two separate credits. It wouldn't be a lump sum.
Okay, well, $50 to try those inferior products seems like a lot of money to me. I mean, like, I appreciate that you're saying 75% off, but I'd really like to have them refunded totally.
Okay, what we'll do this time, ma'am, as a courtesy, we'll provide you with full refunds on each one. Just make sure you're careful with trial offers like these. Because usually with the smaller shipping and handling, it will involve larger charges later on.
Well, I will definitely see to it that my husband doesn't make any more online purchases without my knowledge. Because he's not cognitively 100%. He's just not anymore. He doesn't.
Okay.
He doesn't read things well, and, you know, I think there's some 83-year-olds that probably are much more aware cognitively, but he is not. He's kind of slipping. He is. I hate to think that, but he really is. He's slipping some in the mental ability. So thank you. I really appreciate you refunding this whole thing. I'm totally in debt. I'm in gratitude, a debt of gratitude. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, you're welcome. And I have the refund confirmations. They're really the same as the cancellation confirmations you have.
Okay.
Excuse me. They just begin with the letter R.
Okay.
So for the 8743, it is R refund. 276.
276.
That is 8545.
8545. Okay, and that's for the 87?
Right, that's for the 8743.
Okay, and then for the other one, the oil?
Okay, for the oil, it is
R2760872. Okay, good. And will that fund be back on that credit card, the ending in 8625, I think it is, 8625? But Visa, the Visa card?
Let's see what's in here. Okay, just one moment. No, this one doesn't say. It says 2299 is what it says.
2299. Oh, okay. I think that's, yeah, that might be. I think it's, does it say a Visa card?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So it'll reflect back on that. And will I be able to get confirmation by email?
The system has generated a confirmation automatically, so you'll find that in the inbox or either in the junk or spam folder if it rolled over there.
Okay. So it'll only go to his email. Is that right?
Let's see. If he provided his in the account, and I'm not sure. Well, it does say it. So that is his email. So yeah, you'll find that in his inbox or either it rolled over to his junk folder.
Okay, but it wouldn't be possible to get an email confirmation to my email, would it?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll check and make sure that comes through. And does that post in a few days, or what does it take?
3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your patience and your understanding.
Okay. Well, you're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling Customer Care. You enjoy the rest of your day now.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.